You know, I was going to have soup, not chili. He's telling me to have chili tonight.
Well, he needs something hot.
Like he does.
A little honey and bourbon or
I'm
something.
I'm thinking maybe not. He won't be there tomorrow. He may need help tomorrow. So. Okay, so boys.
Boy.
Oh, the other one's not here? What are y'all here?
I was just calling back to you, boy.
I got you. Mm-hmm. All right, so just a thought here.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Downs, Robert California.
No, not the same.
No.
Not.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm just
not the same management style.
No, Ben Downs is not the Svengali that I think Robert California is.
Right.
Well, I mean, every once in a while he kind of mentally glides through. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just don't.
Now, in terms of speaking styles, very similar.
Yes.
I mean, and I think that's what gets you is the tone.
I think that's probably right. Because I had just been down the hall.
I hear what you heard. What you did there.
Thank you. Yeah. And was talking to
Mr.
Ben,
Mr. Downs.
Yeah, and it did. It sounded. I said, "Hey, remember that promo that we have to do about the end of the world,
as we know it."
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I feel fine.
I said, "What's the number on that?" Missy was getting me the number, and I said, "Or Ben, you could come down and read it live." Yes. I could come down and read it live. And it just made me think of Robert California. It's just kind of the...
Does he even watch our show?
Yeah, he does.
Does he watch The Office?
I think he does. It's just... and if you don't, then we're sorry. But nonetheless. What we're speaking of is something special is happening next week. So here to tell you about it.
Yes.
So that you'll know it's Ben Downs.
For years, you've heard radio and TV stations say, "This is a test." But on Wednesday, November 9th at 1 o'clock Central, FEMA and the FCC are conducting the first ever test of a national emergency alert. It's the first one ever. We think some people may see or hear an alarming message, but that's what the test is for. To make sure that in a real national emergency, all the systems work the way they're supposed to. Be listening for History Made at exactly 1 p.m. on November 9th. But whatever you hear on the air at that time, remember, this is a test. This is only a test.
Yeah. Something like this, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. From 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
We're all gonna die.
Just saying.
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably true. Now, one of the things, though, that I want you to remember is that behind it all...
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah.
Well, he should have been here yesterday because we had pie.
Yeah, we did. We had two pies.
We had birthday pie.
Mm-hmm.
He was preparing to leave.
Which is like liquid cake.
It is. He was preparing to leave to go to another country to once again try to impress them as to how smart he is because he hasn't been able to do that yet.
He is going to that.
He's already there.
G20.
He hit the ground working. Isn't that what they said?
Yes.
Something he landed and got right to work.
Fox was right there tooting his horn.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay.
They're delicious drinks.
They are. Hey, speaking of delicious drinks, there's no doubt
Thank you, Mr. President, for the segue.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no doubt that many of us cannot stray too far from the old coffee cup.
Got one in my left hand now.
During the early morning hours. But there's such a thing as too much caffeine, maybe?
Never.
According to the American Dietetic Association.
What do you mean?
Another.
You shut your lying mouth.
Another buzzkill organization. Do you think they get together with the Center for Disease Control and just try to bum each other out?
Center for Science and the Public Interest.
Yeah,
they have a holiday party trifecta.
They do. They all sit around and just try to bum each other out. Anyway, we should have no more than 300 milligrams a day. That would be 2 or 3 8-ounce cups of coffee. Chase, I think you're over the limit.
I'm just making up for you two.
That's it. So, here are some signs that you're getting too much caffeine. Number one, you hit that afternoon slump.
Mm-hmm.
If you get through the day without a Diet Coke fix, you may be, if you can't get through the day, then you might be hooked on caffeine. Besides triggering major dips in energy, the acidity in soda can damage your tooth enamel.
I thought we were talking about coffee.
Your tooth enamel.
Tooth enamel, yeah.
Mm.
So limit your Diet Cokes to one a day to avoid hitting a wall in the afternoon. No.
Mm-hmm. Now they've gone to Medlin.
Yeah, they have.
Because I'll switch to diet drinks at 9 o'clock.
Well, and when I saw the you might be hooked on caffeine, it reminded me that I saw an interview yesterday with Jeff Foxworthy.
Mm.
and they ask him what the first redneck joke was. Do you know what it was?
Mm-mm.
No. If your mother has a spit cup on the ironing board.
He needs to bring that one back.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. All right, number two, if you're peeing orange.
You might be a redneck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I think.
I thought we were. Yeah.
Anyhow.
if you're peeing orange?
Yeah. If you can't sleep, caffeine takes about 45 minutes to an hour to get absorbed in the system. Oh, I do well with that. I'm okay with that.
I can drink coffee at night, and I'm usually fine.
Now, I can't drink coffee. For a while, I was drinking tea at night, and that bothered me a little bit. Mm-hmm. That did bother me.
See, I think that's so psychosomatic.
Yeah, maybe so.
You tell yourself, if I drink coffee, I'll stay awake. If I watch a scary movie, I'll stay awake. Yeah. If I'm wearing cotton pajamas, I'll stay awake. Well, if you tell yourself you're going to stay awake, it's like, if you drink warm milk, it'll help you sleep. Yeah. Really?
There we go.
Yeah.
If you feel anxious, if you have sweaty palms or a racing heartbeat, restlessness, jittery.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
No, you're describing a panic attack.
That's the father of two young children.
Yeah, really.
If you have
bedtime.
If you have heartburn, acid reflux happens when, of course, the muscles at the end of the esophagus allow food or stomach acid to come back up, you know, that burning sensation. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Here's...
I think I've seen some commercials about that.
Yeah, that's
Remember
right.
some other things, though.
Tub of Rolaids.
That's right.
Or Necco wafers.
Two tablets of Excedrin have 130 milligrams of caffeine. Vital Energy Water has 150 milligrams.
Yeah. You should probably be beaten with a full bottle of it if you're buying energy water.
Yeah. I mean, water. Wouldn't water just be, well, you know. Just be fine. Anyway, your coffee cup, that thing right there, 125 to 150 milligrams per, as far as caffeine is concerned. Hello?
I was just calling in to say that the mayor's hooked on caffeine.
There you are. It's the mayor. Mayor, how are you today?
Diet Coke short.
I was going to say, don't say short to either one of us. I'm just, I am thrilled to death to know that you're up and about so early, two mornings in a row.
Actually, almost every morning this week.
Are we changing your lifestyle?
I think we're almost on to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Are we changing your lifestyle? Can we take responsibility for that or credit?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah, okay. Are you going to be out at the big walk today?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You have other things to do. I know you're going to be traveling soon, so travel safely, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
That's good.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Bye.
Sure, well, she's glad you put her on the spot.
Yeah, she'll never spontaneously call again, Scott.
Yes,
thank you.
Well, I was trying to think, what can we do to irritate the people in College Station right now that we know the mayor's listening this morning? Hadn't had enough caffeine, though. See, I know that. I know that feeling. And it was moments ago I was struggling with that exact same thing.
What?
Because my Styro cup was empty. I said, should I go ahead and get another caffeinated beverage, or should I go ahead and drink water? And I opted for water.
Oh, well, aren't you just the Boy Scout?
Didn't say that. Just a little, you know, something. So now, how's this book, this Steve Jobs book, doing? Have you heard?
The
Isaacson book?
I don't know. This thing is 630 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently has been flying off the bookstore shelves in the first 6 days of its release, 380,000 copies in the U.S. alone. I saw this thing in Walmart.
Yeah?
Do you know they sell books in Walmart?
Sure. Yeah, they have for years.
Scott, come on, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got their own little section there.
I didn't have to worry about walking around anybody.
No, I mean.
Wow.
So they're in Walmart. I mean, do they have all the pages in them and everything?
I think so.
They have a special appendix with coloring.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
What? You opened it up, I piled on. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Hun got us a new set of tires in that Steve Jobs book and went to Walmart. Yeah.
And
bought us some milk and bread and Frosted Flakes too. Yeah.
They were taping together the items that they were selling at 50% off yesterday. So
really,
just saying. Police in Philadelphia say two men robbed a 13-year-old boy of his lunch. Kid walking home with a meatball sub. Two guys jump out of an SUV. Bum bum bum. Took the sandwich at gunpoint. Then they jump back in the car and sped off.
How sad is that?
Wait. It ends happily. They should have taken his phone. He took a picture, called the cops. They got him.
Good.
Yeah. I think that's not bad at all.
I don't know. It just, you know.
Sure.
It bothers me from the standpoint of, because one of the things that the next bridge of maturity that we're having to cross at my house is this push Dad, why can I walk? Why can't I walk home from school by myself?
Uh huh.
And I have to admit, perhaps it's inherent sexism mm-hmm. on my part that it's my daughter, and that's my
sure.
little girl,
I understand.
And it's the
yeah.
need to protect.
Right.
And it's not very far at all, but. And I told her the other day, I said, you know, because most of the time, I'm at home when she gets done with school.
Okay.
And so because of that, I look at it this way, there is no excuse for me not to go get her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to go get her. It's good for me to get up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have that daddy-daughter time together.
Sure.
On and on and on. And I also told her, I said, even though it's a very short distance, it's a walkable distance from school to our house, I said, if anything happened to you in that time, I would never forgive myself mm-hmm. if I was at home.
Sure. Yeah. I understand. Well.
And so just to hear about something like that happening, it's just very, it's kind of a sensitive topic for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
so.
But we don't live in Philadelphia. But it can happen anywhere. That's the whole
idea. Say.
Don't have mm-hmm. the, yeah.
That's the first step down a dangerous road is sure. when you become convinced that it couldn't happen in your neighborhood. Yeah. Let's be honest. I'm guessing some people that live along Deacon didn't think something mm-hmm. could ever happen mm-hmm. in their neighborhood mm-hmm. either.
Yep. Right. Yeah. That your perspective changes very quickly. All right. It's 8-2.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey. Conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 5th, it's herd rebuilding considerations. Learn about setting realistic stocking rates, buying replacements versus retaining your own, and much more this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
8:54, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Congress struggling right now with the idea that they may need to fund some more in food stamps simply because food prices are going up 4-5%. And then did you hear this story yesterday? Once again, it may be the dry summer, but consumers are preparing to shell out more for peanut butter. Have you heard about this?
I've heard that it's going up.
It's
yeah.
going up big time.
Yeah.
J.M. Smucker Company, which makes Jif, plans to raise its wholesale prices 30% in November.
Oh, well, great.
Kraft Foods.
See our lawyers.
Yeah. Which launched its Planters peanut butter in June, raising prices 40%. They've done that already. They did that 2 days ago. A spokesman for ConAgra Foods, which owns all the other consumables in the world,
mm-hmm.
including Peter Pan, not available immediately for comment, but it's obvious that if the other two are going to do it, they're going to.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Unilever. We can't forget them. Okay, that's everybody.
You mentioned Procter & Gamble?
Yeah, but between ConAgra, Unilever, and J.M. Smucker, Kraft, and who else? Yeah, Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble.
They make everything. They make everything. They're going to go up as well. So get on out there and get you at 12 gallons.
Well, kind of like the airlines. I mean, if one of the big airlines goes up, everybody's like, okay, well, then we're going to go up too.
Yeah. If they all go up at the same time, wouldn't that be collusion? I thought that used to be called collusion.
Like price fixing.
Didn't
they
used to call it that?
I think so.
I guess they don't do that anymore.
Mm. What if it happens at the gas pump?
Oh,
wait.
4 minutes till.
Uh-huh.
You know what's 100 years old today? The Chevrolet.
I was going to say, Ben was yesterday.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. The Chevrolet is 100 years old today.
Really? Did you ever have a Chevy?
I did. My first car was a Chevy.
Really?
And I loved it.
Yeah. Never had a Chevy.
Yeah,
my daddy sold Lincoln Mercury, so we weren't allowed to have Chevys.
Well, you could. Yeah, that's right. People would drive by and take a picture of it.
My first car was a jet black 92 Chevy Lumina Euro Sport Sedan. with red interior.
Listen to him.
Had the because it was a sport trim, had the spoiler on the back. Loved that car.
Yeah.
I love that car.
Yeah. I had me a Chevrolet truck,
To this day, I still miss that car.
Now, I've had General Motors product, but I don't think I ever Chevy.
Anyway, so stop by your nearby Chevy dealer and happy birthday.
Tell them you want to see the USA in your Chevrolet.
Well, see, here's the problem.
That'd be dinosaur.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
In 1911, officially entered the automobile business. Up until then, and they were competing with the Ford. You know, Ford, you couldn't mispronounce. How many people were going, I want a Chevrolet?
Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet, yeah.
And then how do the people in South Louisiana pronounce it?
Yeah. Chevrolet. I don't know. But anyway, but again, I like the idea that you find those people who actually been in the business call it Chevrolet.
Chevrolet?
Chevrolet. Got me a Chevrolet. Mercury's and Chevrolets. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Actually, it's a little early. Do you have a lot of stuff?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, can you?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. You know, I can stop or start or whatever.
As long as you can talk about X Factor.
I've got that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
all right. Anyway, other stuff happened. About 1913, pretty happy about this. U.S. introduced the income tax.
Yeah. It was just a temporary thing.
Yeah, temporary wasn't going to go up anymore.
1913.
Yeah. 1913. Somehow we haven't forgotten about that. 1998, a proud day in Minnesota.
What?
We only thought that this was the goofiest person that they were going to elect, but they proved us wrong.
Oh, the wrestler boy?
Jesse Ventura was elected governor.
Yeah.
They only proved us wrong by electing an idiot as senator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in 2002, Canadians could no longer smile on their passport photos, but they couldn't frown either. They had to submit photos showing neutral expressions. So, there you are.
Dour. Yes.
Fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Be dour.
You have 2 minutes, and I've got more. Yeah, I got
there
more.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, speaking of the X Factor, tonight we learn the result of the first vote of the X Factor. Up to now, it's been the judges who have decided the fate of the acts, but the top 12 performed live last night, and Simon Cowell thought that he deserved a kiss from Stacey Francis.
What?
Yeah.
Creeper.
Yeah. That's right. So they'll know that. X Factor has been renewed, even though not many people are watching it, including me. I've never watched it. So there you go. Lindsay Lohan may end up only just spending a few hours in jail as her latest sentence because of overcrowding. She was sentenced to 30 days, but she could only spend maybe a few hours. But she's got to go work in the morgue, or the judge says, I really, really am going to send you to jail if you don't straighten up and fly right. And the crowds at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will have a lot to gawk at. Daniel Radcliffe and the cast from How to Succeed in Business will be on a float. And also the cast of Sister Act, Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. Hope they don't fall off the float, right?
Yeah.
And Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and Sesame Street characters will all be on floats. That'll be on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
And that's
big,
what I got.
Big news yesterday. U.S. Court of Appeals ruling that the FCC improperly fined CBS for the Janet Jackson slippage back in the 2004 Super Bowl.
Something tells me we won't hear near as much about that.
Yeah, Supreme Court kicked it back down, and that's what happened right there.